Larry Lime and the adults, including two cousins and the preacher and his wife, Alfonso and July Manning, sat at the long table in the dining room, a room that Uncle Young had added on with lumber from a house he'd helped tear down for Jared Fitzsimmons. The children, five of them, sat at the kitchen table. Before everybody started talking to everybody else, Aunt Marzie could get in a story or two. Today she was doing a little more explaining than normal for the benefit of the preacher and his wife. She had invited them.
"Chucky Benjamin," Aunt Marzie explained, "was the mayor's special assistant. He was our cousin. Chucky," she said, "ran the courthouse up in Whittier and took care of all the colored peoples that was in trouble with the law. That was more attention than a lot of them get now. And he was a big, tall man, they said. This was right after Sherman come through, and the victory was the Lord's. He was able to get a lawyer for the men's in jail," she said, "and that was something that hadn't ever happened before then, or much since. And his mama was the one lost her children on a slave ship, and then years later was separated up from her husband. And then," she said, "there was old Mr. Yarborough, white man. He was some kin to the Fitzsimmons people. He's sitting out there in the wagon path up the side of the plantation, sitting in a circle with all them rebels they done captured. And he the one done bad things to her. Chucky's mama I'm talking about. And she put an iron kettle of water in the fireplace and just stood there waiting. And when it was bubbling like a rocky creek, she got the hot pads and marched out with that pot and poured that boiling water on that man's head, and said, 'I hope you die in a Yankee jail, you no-good tub of guts.' And them Yankee soldiers just looked at her and didn't do nothing, except give her some hams from Mr. Yarborough's own smokehouse itself, and that's the truth. And that man's hair fell out. Some of it right there on the spot, like scalding a chicken. But then in the next years, bad things started happening again, but there was a few years of sunshine when good things happened. Just a very few years. There were years of happy deliverance, Mr. Manning."
"And I think those days are coming again," said Reverend Manning. "Don't you, Mama?" he said to Mrs. Manning.
"I do,"
she said.
"Chucky's wife," said Aunt Marzie, "is the one started the long names business when she gave one to her son. Her name was Aunt Flo."
"And do you recall what that first long name was, Mrs. Jones?" asked Reverend Manning, appreciating his own ability to be the straight man.
"I sure do. Sunshine booming out of darkness and sorrow Benjamin. And they called him Sunny Boom Ben, what I heard. Could somebody pass me that chicken? I don't need no more than a wing.